I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's One Minute Clinic. Gluten-free, one of the biggest food fads in recent memory. Even people who don't have celiac disease are eliminating this wheat protein from their diet, or at least they believe they are, because some products that claim to be gluten-free, in fact, are not. Here are the Food and Drug Administration's new rule about this. A product can contain no more than 20 parts per million of gluten to be called gluten-free. This is an infinitesimal level that most celiac patients can tolerate. It's consistent with standards in other countries. It's important because U.S. imports foreign food. Products can be called gluten-free if they lack wheat, rye, barley, or cross grains. This then erases any doubt about what is in the food. It's believed that 5% of foods previously called gluten-free did not meet this new standard. The guidelines apply to packaged food, but restaurants are being urged to comply as well. Manufacturers who don't comply could be subject to penalties from the FDA. 3 million Americans have bona fide documented celiac disease, and this is a condition that can cause nutritional absorption problems, skin problems, and other really serious conditions. To find out more, go to FDA.gov.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.